A Rossland resident is preparing to run 65 kilometers over the old Cascade Highway for two very noble causes. Tom Mellish will run more than 1.5 marathons over rugged terrain from Rossland to Christina Lake to raise funds for the Nelson Advocacy Center and awareness for the Save Record Ridge Action Committee. Mellish contacted the Trail Times this week to confirm the date. Friday, September 26. With such a feat approaching, one may wonder why Mellish has chosen this particular route. I started running along the old Cascade, I guess because, subliminally, I think there could be a mine here in a year or two, said Mellish. That's been my traditional running route since I've moved to Rossland. Born and raised in the UK. Mellish moved to his partner's hometown of Rossland more than a year ago, and secured a visa to work as a paralegal with McEwen & Co. Law Corporation in Trail. He has since been inspired by the community and its efforts to keep a mining operation from digging up Record Ridge, and help an advocacy group that offers free legal services to low-income residents. It only seems right, then, to raise money for the advocacy center by running along the old Cascade Highway, said Mellish. To bring attention to both of these important issues, I thought if I'm going to run it, do it for something I believe in, which is legal services, and giving people access to something they just need. The old Cascade is not the pastoral landscape he grew up in, but a challenging mountainous terrain. The Times asked Mellish if he had ever undertaken a run as long as this. I have done half marathons along the Cascade, so I feel like I have kind of the caliber for it, but no, it's completely insane. The old Cascade Highway is a historic route built in 1922 and one of the last remaining sections that made up a portion of the 7,250 km Dudney Trail. The challenging path boasts stunning views, as well as countless switchbacks up steep ascents with a 1,300 meters, 4,300 feet, vertical. Mellish plans to do the run in September, depending on the presence of smoke and local wildfires. His training regimen includes 3 to 4 runs per week along the old Cascade, starting around 10 to 15 kilometers, with longer runs on the weekend, and peaking at 40 to 50 kilometers to be fully prepared. The ultimate plan would be to run, give or take, about 50K back-to-back, and if I can do that without being injured, and feel not like death, then that's when I think my body is ready, said Mellish. But I like running and that's the only motivation I need. Since starting work at McEwen & Company, Mellish has noted that access to legal services is more difficult in the West Kootenay region of BC than almost any other area. They, law firms, are at capacity and they are having to turn people away at the door. Which as a lawyer you don't want to do that, said Mellish. Working at a law firm, I've become aware of how bad it is here, and then I stumbled across the Advocacy Center. The Nelson Advocacy Center is a non-profit community-based organization that provides legal information, education and problem-solving for low-income residents of the West Kootenay. The center is part of the Nelson Cares Society and also provides specialized assistance to victims of relationship violence, sexual assault and child abuse. It offers workshops and presentations on legal issues for individuals, and has long been a voice in the community speaking to issues of poverty and discrimination. Their advocacy services are free of charge. If you live in the Trail or Grand Forks, residents can contact the Poverty Law Advocate at Trail Family and Individual Resources Society at 250-364-2326. To support Mellish and his fundraiser for the Advocacy Center, go to nelsoncares.ca/the-advocacy-center-fundraiser-2025/.